thank you for visiting the Home Zoop Equipping Center. Just very briefly, the wind is necessary to move a sailboat forward. When it doesn't exist, the boat sits idle and goes nowhere, and it can be that way until the tide takes them this direction or that direction. The same is true of a real estate market. It needs a healthy supply of buyers. But what's important, if you've owned that home for 5, 10, 15 years, it isn't just the present marketplace that needs to be hot. It needs to be the time that you owned it. We have seen properties, this is 2020, when this is being recorded, that owners that took a property back in 2005, 4, 3, 2, 1, and are still selling for less than they paid for it. Why? There wasn't buyer demand this year or the prior decade or so. When you go for a long time with no wind in the marketplace, your property is potentially depreciating. At best, you're going to sell for what you paid for it, almost no matter what you pumped into it. Let's go on and take a look at some of the pent-up demand conditions. So as the property enters the marketplace, let's say you have a listing coming up, there's usually some level of pent-up demand. The agent that usually gets hired by the seller is the one that can best describe market conditions and property valuation better than the competing agents. So how do you know if there's truly a volume of buyer pent-up demand and how it affects the pricing? Comps never tell you the depth of pent-up demand, nor does price per square foot. Yet, those are the number one methods used by traditional agents to determine an asking price. Yet they don't measure the most important thing when you're selling a home, and that's why some homes are getting 11 offers in 24 hours, and some are getting no offers after trying for a year. Have you ever had a seller want to list a property higher than you thought was practical? We all have. The objective of the traditional agent during the listing interview is often to invest your time discussing the marketing plan, while the objective of the agent economist is to discover their knowledge of market conditions. That's what they want to discuss with the home seller, is what they know about the market. As agents, we should double our time we invest during the listing interview talking about the marketplace and cut in half the time we invest in marketing. HomeZoop equips you for that conversation. I've actually challenged realtors, in a way, to run over their marketing binder. Don't take it in to your listing interview. We have helped agents hit number one in their company, top 1% in their state, when they started moving toward the agent economist conversation. It changes everything at the kitchen table. I've got a question for you. Who would you rather hire, knowing what you know about real estate? The marketing pro or the pricing pro? As agents learn to read the warning signs in the housing market, they become more valuable, let's say, to buyers, sellers, relocation companies, divorce attorneys, CPAs, people I would call influential advisors, financial planners, builders, investors, people that pop by open houses. Are you more valuable to them if you could talk about the marketplace, geographic farming, and so on? Your HomeZoop report will equip you to educate the consumer. Hopefully, you choose to be an agent and economist, and you'll win almost every listing that you go on in a competitive situation as well, setting you up for a lifetime of referrals and creating valuable referral pipelines for influential professionals. Hey, thanks for listening.